Yeah, so I just wanted to go back to what I was saying before, and you know, the truth is, she hates the way she is. She hates that she has a monster that she can't control. She hates that she does things that only makes things worse. But it makes sense because she's been through a lot, and she never dealt with it, so it has momentum. And she just pretends that those things didn't happen by covering them up by doing things like drinking a lot, cheating on her lovers, eating too much, not giving a fuck. So some say she's lazy, but I know she is the way she is because she doesn't have her heart. And that's what happens when we pretend things don't hurt. So instead of facing the feelings, we bury them. What happens is the same thing that happens when you mix too many alcohol ink colors together. You get a gross murky effect, which means the energy is stuck. And that's how people get stuck in their chakras. They don't do the work to make sure their stories don't get murky, and do the work to keep their frequency high. And I get why. It's hard to be the silent observer of your life. It's hard to face the feelings when you've never been taught how. When feelings were always punished because children should be seen and not heard, you heard? And that's why there's so many fucked up people in the world. So many people that don't know how to express themselves, so they have all these little frequencies imprinted in their bodies, which then get converted into personality traits and habits and behaviors that make them do these self-sabotaging things. And we think we can fix it with quick fixes like prescriptions and shit. But in order to really change, really get to the roots, to kill those low frequencies once and for all, you really gotta do a health detective assessment so you can see clearly who you really are and remove those hidden stressors accordingly. And it's not easy. It requires strict discipline, a commitment like no other. It requires new rules and new ways of living, new sources of information, new groups of friends and acquaintances. It requires stillness and peace. It requires creativity and a willingness to peek inside the forest and set stories. And most importantly, for some, it will require Mary Jane. Anyway, I just want to say, people don't always mean to do mean things. It's just that they aren't in control. And so if you find yourself in a situation with some kind of crazy person right now, or a sad person, or an angry person, then just know that underneath the mask is someone really beautiful. See them as that, and things will work out better than they would if you put on the same mask. Does that make any sense? I know this is a really long way to say that nothing is ever what it seems, especially the human being. But I just wanted to be clear that our feelings affect everything. And so I just think we all need to understand that more than ever, right now, if you know what I mean. Listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. This was the Art Stories podcast, episode number something. We don't really know what it is right now, but we just want to say thank you for listening. It really means a lot. And from all the crew here at the Artist Sarah Long studio, we just want you to know that the Art Stories book is for sale on the artistsarahlong.com website. And if you are looking to purchase one of Sarah's alcohol ink originals, you can go to the artistsarahlongstore.com, and there you go. That's all we got for today. Again, thank you for listening. It really means the world. It means the world to me and to everybody else here.